That don't bother you, does it?
No.
Amen. Yes, sister.
I just want to give a
praise.
Praise.
Amen.
Praise for God keeping His hand on us.
Oh, praise the Lord. Amen.
You know, they were calling for ice here.
Yes.
Raleigh. Well, Raleigh got the ice.
Yes.
And we were in ice.
Bless you.
Well, I wonder why everybody on the interstate or whatever that road is, 540, is going really slow because usually they just fly.
Amen. Amen. God does keep His people.
Yes, He does.
And I tell you, those situations like you've been in, sister, I've been in some as well. I imagine some others have been in. It's not a fun time. I'm so glad that God did keep me.
Yes.
I didn't get a phone call.
I don't like
any phone calls in the middle of the hello. So God is good to
us.
We do give Him the thanks for it.
Amen.
Yes.
I'd like you to turn in your Bible to Matthew chapter 11 today, this afternoon. And I want us to look at some scriptures today. We're going to look at a few of them. And all of us want to be well in spirit, don't we?
Yeah.
Well, I entitled this Having Spiritual Wellness. Because we want to be well in our spirit.
Yes.
And everything to go good with us. And to begin to have of this wellness, there's some things that I want to look at. And as you're turning to Matthew chapter 11, I want to let you know that many times, I know I do, I have to do this. Periodically, I have to go to a doctor. As a matter of fact, I have to go to one every year to get a physical. It's one of those periodical physicals that you have to go through. And I know me and you out, and you can probably agree, you just don't want to do those physicals that they put you through because they're quite thorough, and you just want to, you do your best to stay away from them, but you know you have to take them. Well, that's the way it is. I think we should frequently examine our spiritual wellness as well. Sometimes we go on in our Christian walk and we don't check ourselves. We don't check up on ourselves. We need spiritual checkups. Are we living right for God? Are we doing what God expects us?
Amen.
And these things are important for us. We should have them, especially in regard to serving God. Our spiritual checkups begin first. And this is what I want to talk about today. Maybe they're going to call this is crazy. But it's not. Because I thought a lot about it. And our spiritual checkups begin with checking our hearing. Our hearing. And hearing. Yes. Faith comes by what?
Hearing.
Faith comes by what?
Hearing.
Hearing. How well do you hear God? You think that's what I'm talking about this afternoon. How well do we hear Him? In Matthew chapter 11, Jesus begins speaking to them, and He talks about that of John the Baptist, and I'll pick up at verse 12. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law of the prophet prophesied until John. And if you receive it, this is Elijah, which has come, which was for to come. Now listen to verse 15. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear.
Amen,
amen, church.
Yes.
We often find Jesus saying these things. He who has ears to hear, let him hear.
Right.
Especially during His earthly ministry while He was here with us. Turn over, well, Matthew chapter 11. Let's see. Okay. 13, I'm sorry, chapter 13. I'll get it right again. I'm in a long chapter. Chapter 13, verse 9, Jesus will say this. He who hath ears to hear again, let him hear. And verse 43 of that chapter. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. Let him listen. Jesus, there when He spoke to the church. churches out of Revelation. Turn over to Revelation just for a second, because he really has a bunch here in Revelation. I just want to get these down for us before we get into the study really big here. In Revelation, you would turn there, chapter 2, you'll find Jesus speaking. Verse 7, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God.
Yes.
Verse 11, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh will not be hurt of the second death. Go down to verse 17. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. Verse 29. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Chapter 3, verse 6. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Verse 13. He that hath an ear. I'm not just saying this, church, to be repetitious, but I want you to get the point of what Jesus is going to be saying to us. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And again in verse 22 of that chapter, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Well, what is the point of these sayings? What is the point of these sayings that Jesus, he that hath an ear, let him hear. Let him hear. Let him hear. We all have ears, right? Amen. Stay with me now. I think the reason that these points is because what is being said is important. The word of God given to us is important to hear. So we had better pay attention. It's hard in the afternoon, isn't it? Especially this afternoon. We just got through meeting, you know. Brother calls, oh, we're going to have a teaching session. Oh, I'd rather just land blasting with some words, you know. Just preach hard, preach hard. It's hard to get a focused attention, isn't it? You feel kind of good. You sit back and kind of like, oh, well, you know, Brother Cox, you wrap this up in 20 minutes, I can get home and I can just relax and take a nap. I know how it is. I know how it is. But listen, it's the Word of God.
Yes.
The Word of God requires our attention. It's important. Jesus would not say these sayings over and over again, just the words to speak to us to say, hey, if you have an ear, hear what's going to be said. He wants you to pay attention to what is going on. They're important for us.
Right.
If you turn over to Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4. Down to verse 23. If any man hath ears to hear, let him hear. And he saith unto them, take heed what you hear.
Right.
With what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you. And unto you that hear shall more be what?
Given.
You know, it suggests a problem that often exists today. Many people do not hear, so they do not understand. Have you ever done that? Have you ever? Okay, I'll try to make this plain. I could be sitting in my house, and my grandkids can come up to me, and I could be doing something in attentive somewhere, and they can speak to me, and I don't hear a thing they say. Hello? Oh, y'all never had that happen, have you? Or your wife or your husband can come up to you and ask you a question and look straight in the eye and you're looking at them and it's your shoo.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
And my wife said, you hear me? What? What? What'd you say? My mind was somewhere else. That is a problem with church people today. Many times people will come into our churches to hear God's word and it's shoo. Go right over because their ears have not been spiritually kept to where they need to be to hear what is being said. Their attention is elsewhere on this problem. What we're going to do after church. I mean, whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
to take a very, this very important this afternoon. How well do you hear God? Amen, church. I'm convinced that many do not appreciate the importance of good listening. I kind of slow down here. We don't appreciate good listening. Now, I'm not a long-winded person, really. I'm not. I'm really not. People, what? Hey, boy. Not really. Now, if you sit under John Wesley, or if you sit under Jonathan Edwards, or if you sit under some of these long-time-ago preachers, you'd be there 3 to 4 hours at one sermon. But they, and their sermons were not as much as a fiery sometimes as we come out and preach our sermons. They were like this. And sinners in the hands of an angry God. And on they would read their text. With no emotion. But just reading. But yet the people had an attention to listen. They've been trained. They trained their ears to focus into what is being said. And we've got to do that. If we want to be spiritually well in the Word of God, we've got to train our hearing to hear and be attentive to who is speaking. I know how it is sometimes. We'll look off this way, we'll look off that. You know, any little thing, you know. You know, I tell my son sometimes, I say, son, if you're tired, get up, walk around in the back. It doesn't bother me, you know. I know Dad could be boring. You know, sometimes we get embarrassed if we have to get up because we're getting that sleepy feeling and we think, oh, well, I'm just going to, you know, Brother Kyle's going to see me, my eyes going to go down, my head's going to start nodding. Get up!
Right.
So you can get your attention back where it needs to be.
Yeah.
Sometimes we need to, you know, exercise a little bit. Yeah. No, y'all think I'm crazy. It's okay. I'm just giving you good stuff here. Amen. But I'm telling you, it certainly concerned Jesus because Jesus said it over and over and over again. He that has ears to hear, let him hear. Wow. So I believe it is appropriate for us to ask this question. How well do you hear? How well do you hear? Spiritual checkup on your hearing. So let's begin by pointing out there are different types of hearers. We have different types of hearers today. They're those hard of hearing. Matthew, please. Matthew chapter 13. Hard of hearing. Verse 13. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they see not. And hearing, they hear not,
right.
Neither do they understand.
Right.
And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, by hearing you shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing you shall see and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is wax gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes all have been closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart and should be converted and I should heal them. Amen, church? Isaiah wrote of such people. Jesus applied it to many of those in his day. There were a lot of dull, of hard of hearing, those who did not exercise their self to hearing God. And people of this way, because they are dull, the scripture said there, dull of heart. We read that down there in verse 15. Dull of hearing. And have closed up their eyes to the truth. Now, this prevents one from understanding God's grace and being saved by Him. You can't do this. You know, this is why people don't get saved. Close up their minds to the truth.
Right on, brother.
We preach, the preacher preaches, salvation message, on and on, and people don't get saved. Why? closed, their heart, they're dull at heart. Their ears don't hear the word that is saving faith. They don't hear it. It's like they've got something over their ears and they've just blocked it out and it's just gone shoo right over their head. And we think, what's wrong? Because we've received it. We've been saved. We hear God speaking. We hear the word. Why can't they? Well, Jesus told you why. They're dull. A dull of hearing. Amen. So, being hard to hear is going to prevent us from understanding God's grace. You've got to hear God. You've got to hear what he says. And of course, I mentioned dull of hearing. Some of those were Hebrew Christians were like this in Hebrews. If you turn over to chapter 5 of Hebrews, you'll find this. Hebrews chapter 5. Verse 11, it says, of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing. So here, even the Hebrew, those who he's addressing, they themselves being dull in their own hearing. When a person has this problem, it is hard for others to explain things to them. Have you ever beat your head against the wall trying to convince somebody, and they just are dull of hearing? They don't. I mean, it's like, nothing gets through. These are dull of hearing. You could just put out the doctrine. You can just put it all out there. And the Spirit's moving through, and you think everything's going just right. Man, the Lord helped me with these words today, and it did nothing. They're just looking at you like you are crazy. I meet a lot of those types when I go out witnessing door to door. They just stare at me like, you are from Mars, right? There's something wrong with you. Yeah. Much learning has made me crazy. They look at you really straight. But they're just dull, church. They're dull. Those are the dull in hearing. There are those with itching ears. Itching ears. Oh, my. 2 Timothy chapter 4. Verses 3 and 4. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust they shall heap to themselves teachers having what? Itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned to fables. Turning their ears away from the word of God, the truth of God's word. This is the way they are. For the time is come, church. They don't like sound doctrine.
That's right.
We are in that age.
Yes, we are. Amen.
We are among the people like this today. Mm-hmm. People do not like sound doctrine, don't want anything to do with it. Which, quite frankly, when you present sound doctrine, a lot of times it requires, how do I say this nicely, negative preaching. Negative in the sense that, hey, what you told me I don't like.
Yeah, that's right. Come on.
You're telling me to live right, and shape up, to die to myself and to follow this Christ. I don't like that.
Right.
I don't like that doctrine. You know, don't tell me those things. There are many today who are often afflicted with this hearing problem. We've got them everywhere today. Itching ears. Itching ears. 2 Timothy 2:4 says, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. These are the ones who have itching ears. But then there are those who have good, a noble hearts, or honest. Okay? Turn over to Luke. Get over back over to Luke a second. I don't mean to rush you through the Bible, but Luke's Gospel. Luke chapter 8. Jesus spoke of these in this parable of the sower. Okay, in Luke chapter 8, verse 15, he says, "But on the good ground there are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word." Woo, come on now. Did you hear what Jesus said?
Yeah.
Having an honest and good heart. Heard the word. Keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. Hallelujah. In Acts chapter 17, verse 11, the Bereans were hearers of this kind as well, because they were of a more noble character and were ready to hear the word of God. You remember the Bereans? Okay. Well, let's just go on over there a second. Some of you looking at them like, what are you talking about? Acts, please. Chapter 17. Acts 17, verse 11. "These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind." Wow. "And searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so." More noble they were, those of Berea. Amen. Praise the Lord. This is the kind of hearer we all should be. Now, I told you those others, we don't want to be that of a hard hearing, dull hearing, itchy ears, but we want to be with a good and a noble heart.
Yeah.
That hears the word of God and keeps it.
Amen.
Woo! What God can do with brothers and sisters that will keep his word. Why is it so important to be this kind of hearer? Well, there's several reasons why. With the Lord's help, are you bored with me yet? Okay, I'm going to go on, because we got some reasons why we need to be of a good and noble heart. First of all, it's importance of God's hearing to be blessed. To hear God's word as we should, we will be blessed.
Right.
It's amazing that how many Christians go on living their life not blessed. They only go so far. And it seems like somewhere in their life they get hung up, or they get tied up, or they get bound up, and they get like, what in the world? How come so, Brother John Hooten, so excited for God? I mean, it seems like every time that man's witnessing for the glory of God and sharing about the blessings, I never get any blessings from God. I never. Why not? What's going on with John Hooten that ain't going on with you? Starts here. What are you hearing? How is your hearing? Do you hear God? How is your heart? Is it noble? Praise God. Come on, church, stay with me. Matthew chapter 13. Back to Matthew chapter 13. Hallelujah. "For these will willingly hear properly." There are wonderful things to learn, church, in the word of God. Matthew chapter 13, 16 and 17. "But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which you hear, and have not heard them." What a blessing to hear the word of God. Because in the old prophets of old, a lot of them, they did not hear like we hear today. Amen. We are blessed. We have the word of God for us. Oh, we have wonderful things that Jesus teaches us and Jesus gives us, and we are learning day in and day out of his goodness, of his mercy, of his kindness, because we hear him. Hallelujah. We are a blessed people. Because it's important that hearing is to the saving faith. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Romans, please. Turn over to Romans. Chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. Familiar verses should be for us. Verse 16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, It is the power of God unto salvation to one that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith.
Right.
We can't get saved outside of the Word of God.
Right.
Truth. I don't know. I hope everybody here understands that. There's no other way to get saved except through the Word of God. Because the Word of God will tell you about Jesus. Amen. And we receive it from faith to faith. The scripture says here in verse 17. It's revealed from faith to faith. The just shall live by faith. So, with the importance of us hearing correctly and having a wellness of hearing is to the saving of our souls. How important that is for us.
Yeah.
Such faith comes through the gospel. It's often involved listening to guys like me, preachers, teachers, you know, who will sit down and teach the Word of God.
Yes.
Romans chapter 10, over there, Paul states in verse 14, How then shall they call on him whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe on him and whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Verse 17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
I remember one time I was in Brother Messer's class, and he shared with me what he did. He's probably done it here too with you, I think. I'm not sure, but if he hasn't, it was interesting to me, talking about the individual that calls upon the name of the Lord and what is required in salvation. And he pointed out to me, he says, look at that verse, brother, verse back again to verse 14. He says, the people won't get saved, and we'll start from the very end of the verse, without a preacher. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You have to have a preacher. The preacher, then they will hear. After they hear, then they will believe. After they believe, then they will call upon the Lord.
Yep.
I said, wow, I never really saw it like that. But it's true. From faith to faith, the just shall live by faith. They had to hear the Word of God. Amen.
Yep.
And once they heard that Word of God, and then they believed because the Word of God, they opened those ears. So if they heard it, then they believed. And once the belief came in, they called. They called upon the name of the Lord.
Yep.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Let me ask you something. Does your hearing hinder the development of your faith? Does your hearing hinder the development of your faith? Are you growing? Are you maturing? Are you doing what God is requiring of you to do? Are you listening to Him? Do you obey Him? It's something we need. These are just a well checkup for us. I mean, looking at our, how do we hear? How am I hearing God as I should hear Him? Do I hear Him call me? Because in hearing God, as we should, it bears fruit. Ah, listen now. Luke, back to Luke. I should tell you to keep your fingers over there. Amen. Sorry about that. Luke chapter 8. It bears fruit, church. Verse 15. Luke 8:15. But that on the ground, the good ground, are they which in the honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth what? Fruit with patience. Fruit with patience. If your hearing is good and your response to the word of God as it should be, you are going to bear fruit.
That's right.
There's no doubt about it. Now, you can call Brother Cottle like he's off his rocker, but this is the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not Brother Cottle's words. It's the Lord's words. And this is what is wonderful. This is why it's so important for us to have good hearing, that we bear fruit for God.
Yeah.
Amen. Understanding God. Hallelujah. By hearing. hearing well, we understand God's grace, and through thereby we are motivated to bear fruit. Isn't it wonderful, the closer you draw to God, the closer you hear God, that you hear his call for you to go out and to bear fruit for him? He told his disciples, right? Did he not send them out two by two? The 70? You remember? Go out among the villages. Go out among them. Share the word of God. They were eager to go out and do this. And they, as they went out and shared it, they heard God's command to them. They went out and they began to bear fruit. People began to follow them. Oh my! The demons themselves were subject unto us. Wow! I mean, everywhere we went, God was prospering us. Because they heard and understood the grace of God. And that grace of God motivated them to go out and to bear fruit. Church, we need to be fruit bearers.
Yes.
If we're not bearing fruit, it's because we're not hearing God. Think about it. We're not hearing God as we should. We need to hear properly what God has to say. Hearing it properly prevents apostasy. Having good ears prevents apostasy. There is a real danger in drifting by neglecting so great a salvation, the Hebrew writer tells us. We need to beware, right?
Yeah.
Because we can fall away. We can drift away from the Word of God. Come on, we need to make sure we're walking the straight and narrow, praise the Lord, not drifting, not in any way neglecting, lest we become apostate, lest we leave God. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. The only solution is to give the more earnest heed to the things that we hear. I ask a question, and I know you all are going to say, yes, y'all remember Brother Woods' last sermon preached 3 weeks ago? How about his last sermon preached a week ago? Minds are going. I know. I hear the clicking. You see how, the point being, how easy it is for us to neglect the Word of God. Now, we're not trying to so much. I'm not saying that, oh boy, I can't wait till Brother Woods is done so then I can forget about this and go on my merry way. No, we're Christians. We love the Word of God. But we haven't attuned our hearing as we should. We haven't made ourselves listen as we should. Grasping every nugget, grasping every jewel that's there, and placing it in the treasures of our heart that we will not forget. Because I tell you, church, we don't want to be of those that drift away. Because poor hearing, now hear me, is often the first step to apostasy. Poor hearing. You know why kids don't do good in school? They don't hear. They don't listen. Know the truth. I was one of them. I didn't do good in school at all. Cheated my way through a lot of it. Was kicked out of some of the classes because I was so rowdy. Teacher gave me an A just to stay out of school. I'm not kidding you. He said, please don't come back to class. I'll give you an A. I said, thank you. I'll never be back. So you talk about drifting, boy. I did not want anything to do with it. So we've got to be so careful to hear the Word of God. Amen. It also helps us to avoid rejection. If unwilling to hear, those teaching God's Word have the right to reject us. Woo! Wait a minute, Brother Carl. What did you just say? Did you hear what I just said? Now see how dull of hearing we are? Come on, I'll say it again. Hear me now. If unwilling back it up here with the Word of God. Matthew chapter 10, verse 14. And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear your words, when you depart out of that house or city, do what? Shake off the dust of your feet. Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. Now, if I read that right, and I think I did, if they're not willing to listen to God's word and hear God's word and receive God's word, we have the right to reject them. Shake off the dust. Fine, I go to some other house. Amen. You know, it's amazing how Jesus' words are so good. You know, sometimes we get the mentality of, well, you know, they didn't. They didn't hear God's word. Almighty, they're upset with me. And what am I going to do? So-and-so's got to, he's angry with me because, you know, I was telling him God's word. And well, he just gave me an awful look and things. And what am I supposed to do, Lord? Shake the dust off your feet. Go on. You can get so bound up. Others can bind you up so much that you can't hear God's word. You can't hear it. We have got to be listening to the Lord. I have gone to homes. I have told my wife before. I have witnessed to houses where people I know have heard God's truth and have just rejected it completely. Well, I'm not going to have, you know what? Fine. That's okay. You reject God's word. I'm gone from you. I'm not angry with you. I wish you would come to know the Lord. But you reject him, judgment falls upon me. I go to another home. I'm not going to let that bother me. I'm not going to let that hang over my head. I'm not going to feel sorry for the individual. As it were, I feel sorry in the sense that they don't know God and they could know God, but I'm not going to let it come to keep me from obeying and hearing my God to go on. Unwilling to hear leads to fewer opportunities to learn the truth. Unwilling to hear leads to fewer opportunities to learn the truth. You know, I'll be quite honest with you. There's many times I have sat under Brother Messer's teaching, and he is a theologian, let me tell you. You know that as well as I do. He can teach. He can teach. He can pour it in. I mean, I've been to his seminars. I've been to a lot more than y'all have. I've known him a lot longer than y'all have. I've been through them. Oh, man. Try to keep it, you know. Try to put it up here in this little peanut brain. Write it down as fast as I can. Where does he get this? Get the book. Get it all written down. Put it down. Put it. Go out the next morning. I can't. What was that point? What was this and that? You have to train your hearing. It has to be trained to listen. Let me tell you something. You didn't get up when you were born and start walking right away. It took a while. Same thing with God's word. A lot of times we think, well, how come I didn't understand it? How come I don't remember this? It takes checkups. Well, checkups among us at times to hear. Are we listening? Are we hearing the word of God? Let me retain what I've just been given. Help me, Lord, to make sure my mind is alert, my focus is alert, you know? Oh, I'll tell you what, church, nothing is more, Lord, help me, nothing is more irritating, I guess is a good word. For a preacher to get up and preach or teach, and you see people in the congregation looking off over across the pew, doing other things. You know? No, I'm serious. I'm being nice. But you know, you see people, you know, they'll be, I mean, they can be so much as turn around and talk to people.
Yeah. Yeah.
No attention.
Right.
And you know that they didn't understand a thing that's been taught, a thing that's been said. You could ask them, huh? Oh, my. What was he speaking about? You know, they're there, but they're not there. The light's on, nobody's home. They're one brick short of load.
Yeah.
The elevator's only halfway up. I don't know. They're just not there. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. Amen. But also, we need to hear properly to escape condemnation. And I will close with this because I'll have to come back on my next teaching and step it up. There's a whole lot more I want to go in. But I'll finish with this one point. To escape condemnation. Y'all been very good. Very attentive. Very attentive. And I appreciate that so much. To escape condemnation by the men of Nineveh who repented after one lesson. One lesson it took them, and they hit. They were ready to hear, weren't they?
Yeah.
They had ears that heard when the preacher came to preach repentance, or you shall all perish. Woo! Their ears were attuned.
Right.
Hallelujah. Remember the Queen of the South who traveled a great distance to hear Solomon, right? And his wisdom. Traveled all that way just to hear. But I'm taking back sometimes how we can just be so nonchalant at the wisdom and the grace that God has given our preacher, Brother Dan. Church, I'm telling you, there are so many golden nuggets that he flings out there for us. Right?
Yes.
I'm not saying anything false here. There's gold. I'm not in y'all's Sunday school class, but I hear what goes on. And I know Brother Al throws out those nuggets. I know he does. Teaching the Word of God, throwing out the seed, throwing it out to those who are hearing, those who are responding to that hearing. And I believe we're going to see great growth from all this. I really do. Oh, my. But we must escape that condemnation. Willing to hear the Son of God brings condemnation by others. Let me ask you something. When you got saved, did your friends like you anymore? Did they? No. Man, my friends wouldn't have nothing to do with me anymore. You know why? Because I had joy. I had something they didn't have. I wasn't under condemnation anymore. I'm saved, but it brought condemnation to me.
Right.
What I had to say about Jesus, you know, they're putting up their little X to me. Get away from me. Shh. You're scary. So what are you talking about? You're crazy about talking about this Jesus and all that he's done for you. And I said, well, he saved me.
Yeah.
And it brought condemnation to them.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, it will,
right.
Church. Yes, it will. I want to get into this so bad. How then can we improve our ability to hear? That's what I'm going to talk about next time. Yeah, I said all that to get to these points, but I don't have time because y'all been so patient. And I know everybody's tired. But this is good, church. It is really good. It's important that we hear properly. Have our ears attuned. Jesus would not have said it so many times. He that had ears to hear, let him hear. But the Spirit says, we must hear, lest we become those who will fall away into apostasy. Lest we become those who will fall into condemnation and rejection. Fall from fruit bearing. Amen, church. Let us be of a noble heart.
Right.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Those that hear with a noble heart can do what God says. Stand with me this afternoon. Thank you for your patience. I hope it's helped a little bit. I hope you checked your spiritual hearing today. How many heard what I had to say? If you had ears to hear, you better hear. I appreciate y'all so much. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful today for your goodness, your mercy, your grace in our lives.